Celebrate and rejoice. It's Rob Nichols and friends on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Believe me, you do not want to know what's been happening in the studio. It's a preparation. It's rather like getting all things set for all sorts of things. But it is the official podcast companion to issue 567, which is a very historic issue, is it not, Rob Nichols?
It is indeed. You need to pull yourself together here, Alex, because this is a premiere issue.
You're absolutely right, which is one of the reasons, of course, why we can also happily say this.
A premier fan podcast for a premier team. You're listening to Fly Me to the Moon.
There we are, you see?
Very good.
Yes, yes. Thanks to our ace voiceover man, Philip Hurdwood, for producing a whole new batch of jingles. And we've even got a brand new, a wonderful seven-word validatory thing to actually work through as well, which is all great stuff. Welcome, Reverend Marie Edwards, full-time chaplain for the James Cook University Hospital Chapel of the Good Samaritan and lifelong Borough fan.
Absolutely. Welcome. Thank you.
Yes, it's great to see you. Are you looking forward to the Stoke City event in a matter of, 27 hours from when we're recording and transmitting this particular podcast?
We are, yeah. The whole family's very excited. Can't wait to get there and cheer them on.
And rightly so. So, Rob, you've had a busy summer in all sorts of ways.
Yes, indeed.
Not least of which has been being the Mr. Middlesbrough Borough fan for the Premier League, as it says, the fan in the edition of Football 2017, the fan, Robert Nichols, fmttm.com.
Am I?
That's okay. What it says here. So, as this serves as the basis before we look into the podcast magazine for coming the key, the best song last season, and I look very seriously at this one, Rob, because you obviously have a musical background as well with Shrug and a whole heap of others. The best song last season, Marie, you might like to join us in a little rousing chorus of this.
Oh,
we are Premier League. We are Premier League.
Oh, yeah.
We are Premier League. We are Premier League.
A simple song, but it says it all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sort of through from that. Biggest villain? You gone for Jerry Barton? Well, he's left the country, so we don't have to worry about
that.
Absolutely.
That's in disgrace.
Sean Dyche is still around, but he'll be going down to the Championship next season.
It's
all sort of through.
Yo-yo club.
And your description, of course, of last season, absolutely momentous.
Yeah.
Absolutely momentous. We thought for reasons of balance, because this is a critical balance scenario here, we'd also look at the 4-4-2 Borough scenario, where Rob Archer, season ticket holder for 9 years, a baby. Maybe in many ways. Rob Archer has actually commented on this, and he actually claims that this season will be different to last because we are in our rightful place back in the big game.
Well, it will be different.
Exactly. His prediction is we'll finish mid-table.
Yeah.
And, of course, the question is, can Karanka get everyone pulling in the same direction? Marie, I'll test you in terms of your Borough fans here.
Who
scored the most goals for Middlesbrough last season?
I have no idea who scored the most goals. I don't keep statistics like that in my head. Just glad they did.
He was the reason I actually put him into my fantasy football side.
Really?
It's part of a twin spearhead with Alvaro Negredo, David Nugent.
Well, do you mean league goals or round? Because Christian Stuani, of course, scored in the last game against Brighton and he was the top scorer, wasn't he, not?
This is interesting because I'm just quoting from 4-4-2. So most goals, David Nugent, 8. Most assists even, David Nugent, 7.
That's amazing, isn't it? It's not a very big total, is it? That says a lot about how Karanka had that team playing.
Karankanazio.
Yes.
Karankanazio.
And interesting, therefore, that we go into the season having had such a fantastic defence. We're not sure who's going to play in goal, and we're not sure who's going to play as centre halves because we're short of centre halves at the moment.
Mm, indeed. Of course, the key thing is patience.
Yes.
If you look at last season, Marie, how many goals do you think were scored by Borough between the 76th and 90 minutes last season?
I would probably say most of them, judging by the nail biting that went
That's
on towards the end 19. Of the most case. 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other minute, first yeah. quarter of hour, 8 hour, 8 minute, 8 goals. Second 15 minute session up to 30 minutes, 8 goals. 10 goals in the minutes before half time. For 8 goals up to 60 minutes, 61-75, 10 goals and 19. 19.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that at all.
Sorry, 13 woodwork hits.
Yeah.
Wow.
and 15 goals from set pieces.
Right.
It's critical, sort of, not that we've gone stato crazy in the new season of Premiership FMTT.
Well,
but
good job we got Gaston Ramirez back again then.
Exactly.
He had a lot of those set piece goals and a lot of those woodwork crunching shots.
57 goals were scored inside the box and 6 outside the box.
Yeah, that's...
So again, looking for Nugent and Negredo to actually... Of course, people might say, what about Jordan Rhodes?
Yes, well, what about Jordan Rhodes?
Aitor doesn't quite like Jordan, I hear. I mean, was that part of... Is that the reason for the lost weekend? Because it seems to be sort of emerging, is that it might have been... He was signed without Aitor's sort of sanction, really.
Well, he came back from his lost weekend and stringently denied that it had anything to do with Jordan Rhodes. But I noticed in the Times today, there's an interview with George Corkin where he talks openly about... a clash with Jonathan Woodgate, and Jonathan Woodgate was announced was going to join Liverpool as a European scout, which is a bit of a loss in a way. But if the two of them had a personality clash, then I suppose that was
gotta
inevitable.
Got to go. Maybe, possibly, I'm thinking Jonathan Woodgate and Real Madrid and Aitor Karanka, Real Madrid.
Well, that's what he did mention, Aitor, when Jonathan Woodgate, when they teamed up again. Yes, indeed.
There are so many good features in the latest edition of Flying to the Moon.
Oh, great.
I think even Stoke City fans might find something to subscribe for.
Maybe.
including Homes at the Riverside.
Oh, yes.
Talk to us about this particular magical series, which I think is the first for Flying to the Moon. It's an ongoing serial that's coming through with the classic TBC to be continued featured at the end of every episode.
A cliffhanger each time, right the way through the season. It's the Riverside thriller. It's Sherlock Holmes set in Middlesbrough, the Middlesbrough of now, really. Mm-hmm. And he lives on Baker Street, which is a bit of a sort of, talking about now, sort of now happening sort of street in Middlesbrough. And this Sherlock Holmes is very much a sort of contemporary fella, but he's like the Victorian Holmes, he has great sort of deductive powers and,
I'm going to throw this out here, then. Rob, as a possibility that for one of these episodes, not this one, because it'd be too much excitement with the Premiership sort of just around the corner, be too much to actually pack in, but for one of these episodes during the season, let's do it as a live radio drama, eh?
We'll have to ask the author, Melvin Small, whether he's up for this. He might well be. He's had a book published, his first volume of Holmes' stories, and his second one is about to come out, but I was really, really pleased when he approached me and said, could he do like a serialised through the season?
It's a cultural quality high, and why shouldn't we do a radio drama for this? Yeah, at least once, sort of add on to that whole thing.
Yes.
And it could well be live. Let's face it, in the Championship, people look back with fondness over the Kadeem Hussein poetry. It's yesterday's news, Kadeem. Sorry, we appreciate you in all sorts of ways. I know you might be writing now, but we need something more for the Premiership. You need to just move up that. So a bit of live radio drama is a way forward. It's time for another unveiling of a new season jingle.
Fly Me to the Moon, taking Borough fans through the Premiership cosmos.
Which it will. Yeah. Through the Premiership cosmos. Yeah. So you see, we've gone beyond the moon.
Oh, yes.
Just classic stuff, right? I see the oohs and ahs, Murray. It's almost as though it's enough to make you keep your season card to hand.
Absolutely. Definitely keep your season card to hand.
Don't throw it away.
Do not throw it away.
critical from that point of view. So, Rob, you're looking forward to the Stoke City game.
Yeah.
According to the article in World Soccer's football season package here, it's the game you're most looking forward to, because it's the big kickoff.
Yeah.
I thought you might have gone for some of the other sort of adventures, such as Sunderland away, of course.
Well, that's coming up very soon. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh no! Right now, I am the game I am most looking forward to is Stoke. it's tomorrow as we speak, and it is at the dawning of a new age. So it's exciting. Very much, very exciting.
Indeed, a new age and a new era. In terms of discipline, Middlesbrough had 60 yellow cards last season and just 3 red cards. So it's quite reasonable.
It's a tough league.
As Newcastle United have found. Sorry, Fulham, we play you again. Who knows what could actually happen? That's a throwback to the days there.
Yeah.
That's, of course, is in the...
EFL, as they call it now.
Exactly. It's the English Football League club. Thank heavens they didn't go for the English National Football League. Otherwise, who knows what could happen on that basis there. I don't want to even start that. Still to come, as far as this edition of Fly Me to the Moon, the first Premiership won ever of our podcast history, Rob.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Because we started off the podcast the season that Borough were relegated. We said seven years of that. That was the thing there.
Mm.
This is the first time, Marie, we've actually had a podcast companion for a Premiership football side.
So I'm honoured to be here.
So wonderful, etc. We'll be finding out a bit more about some of the regulars that will be featured, including, of course, Mr. Nicholson, who's obviously got a few things coming through from that perspective. Why Marie was quite shocked and just a little bit disappointed to do. I'm not going to go with that. With one of the photos that's actually featured in that was indeed her response.
I do not need.
We'll find out why that has actually caused shockwaves through the Edwards household and possibly more with the Borough leadership. Even to the extent, dare I say it, it's the equivalent of when a certain ex-glamour model featured on the front page of A Fly Me to the Moon.
Really?
I think we're in that sort of league. But we'll find out about that and more. Plus, of course, those seven simple words which have changed for the new season. All this are pretty much after this.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Offering prestigious accommodation, ensuite facilities and high quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs. A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or visit our website rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 3334. That's 01642 22 3334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium,
125 grams of calcium.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
the recipe? That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, oh, then right. you can always call Farmer Nord oh. on 01670519989.
All right.
Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670519989. Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
A Premier fan podcast for a Premier team. You're listening to Fly Me to the Moon.
Quite right too. As the season proceeds, Rob, hopefully when you're going to these borough press conferences, etc., maybe you'll get a few sort of colleagues and so on to actually sort of do some of their own identity to share that with your magical mobile phone.
Yeah.
Everything suggests a serious attempt to establish Borough as a genuine fixture within this division. I can't ask for a lot more than that. The words of Mike Baker.
Mm.
Now, we are the first official person to be mentioned in the first official Premiership podcast.
Oh, yes.
Well done, Mike.
Well done, Mike.
I know there are a lot of people who were saying it was going to be Joe Nicholson with, it's fair to say it's been a productive summer for Borough and Aitok Aranka. Honourable mention, Joe, but, you know, you are living in Sunderland these days. inside the Riverside, Paddy Dillon, of course, working up with a whole range of things, including the JD Redknapp lounges. And no, whilst people are saying it wasn't the photograph of Sam Allardyce pointing somewhere beyond the skyline, it wasn't Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn that's created the furore with Marie Edwards. It wasn't even Borobudur's classic shot from Wilton Walter's armchair, but it was indeed under the headline Northern Exposure, Marie. Gary Lineker.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see. Well, she's not just the face of Gary Lineker, photoshopped with the rest of the Match of the Day presenters on what can only be described as a Tom Daly-esque attempt.
Oh, yes.
Very nice from the neck down.
Sure.
What can I say?
And how often Claudia Ranieri might have actually said those words. It's very nice from the neck
down. Yes.
All right, Claudia, who knows? Maybe the aliens will land in Leicester Square, as Pep Guardiola has actually said. Still, never mind. As we actually sort of work through this, what are you most looking forward to the season, Marie? I mean, you know, we seem to be almost taking survival as assurance, or would you say... It should be more. I mean, Middlesbrough 1,000-1 to win the Premiership. Obviously, Leicester last season 5,000-1. So,
yeah, I think I'm just looking forward to playing some of the big name teams because obviously I'm kind of new to the having a season ticket game, so I haven't really seen anything like that before. So, I'm just for me personally, that's what I'm looking forward to. I do believe we'll stay up. I hope we stay up, and that for me, that's the goal this season. I don't care where we finish, as it were, just as long as we stay up and try our best to do that, really.
Rob?
Well, I think the bigger crowds, better atmosphere. Be very interesting to see that all the new players that have come into Middlesbrough and hopefully gelled as part of the team, because I think that was a lesson that Leicester taught us last season, was that the team could triumph over individuals. And we saw it in the European Championship again, didn't we? Countries like Iceland doing so well, and Wales, of course. So it's just the whole challenge, really. And I'm looking forward to a lot of really good away trips now that the price has gone down to £30 for the Premier League. It actually makes it cheaper for some of the clubs than in the Championship. It was more expensive at Sheffield Wednesday, I think, last week. So, just, you know, the whole event really should be good.
Probably Bournemouth, we're going to be the longest journey, I would have thought, away at the
yeah.
Stage
Park. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Sort of players you might be seeing, of course, and I'm going to reveal on air now my official choice for the Ooh. Flying to the Moon City team. I would have said Flying to the Moon. This is our Fantasy League entry, Rob. I
mean, okay. Oh, yeah, of course.
Thibaut Courtois, Chris Smalling, Luke Shaw, Bakary Sagna, Gael Clichy, Kevin De Bruyne, Ruben Loftus-Cheek, and Alexis Sanchez. So far.
Models
for players.
No.
Okay.
No.
Coming up from this point of view, we then have Henrik Mkhitaryan, a new signing for Manchester United. I can't barely say that name. So
exactly. Right.
But then Luke Shaw is also part of that team as well. And then Twinsby ahead, David Nugent and Alvaro Negredo.
That's fantastic. What about if David Nugent is sold or loaned out before the end of August?
We'll have to change him. Yeah. You know, we'll have to adjust that sort of stuff.
Because that is the next big crunch thing, isn't it? That you suddenly have to, we talk about the word crunch your numbers down to 25 players.
Exactly.
So that's, we've got a fairly big squad at the moment. There'll be a lot of clubs, there'll be a lot of players wondering what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And indeed, we do have sort of confirmation that Christian Siani 11 goals last season, but in all competitions as opposed to Nugent's goals.
Okay, right. Yeah.
As far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
Write in and tell us, or email, or do various other things. We'll give you contact details in a few moments. Game to dread when put to the fan, Robert Nichols. your response was, seriously not dreading anything. We are really looking forward to playing everyone and being part and football's greatest show.
Yeah.
So there we are. So the key thing to sort of work through on that basis. Murray, any particular articles from the current edition that you would say, oh, you should check that one out? So,
I've had a quick flick through. Mm-hmm. I do have to say I am a big fan of Sherlock Holmes.
It does look as though it could be a winner.
I am.
He's a good writer, that guy.
Dare I admit that I don't actually subscribe at the minute, but that might just tip me over the edge because I want to find out what happens at the end.
Exactly.
So I think just on the basis that I've got a murder mystery to solve.
That's right, we should say it's a murder at the Riverside, as he's queuing for the match, and
don't say anymore.
Yeah. Nope. No, twists and turns throughout the season.
So see if we can figure out who done it before the end. So that's the key thing. I'm looking forward to reading that through.
You know, we haven't had a chance to speak about Stoke City at all.
No.
You might sort of think, well, why is that then? Well, we were thinking, and we might actually still do this as the season proceeds, and maybe getting in touch with alternate fans.
Oh, that'd be good.
As well as ourselves and seeing what views they actually have to have. We tried it once or twice, I think, during the wilderness years, as we refer to them. But Stoke City, in terms of their system that's actually there, it's obviously Mark Hughes who looks after that sort of sequence from that point of view. Mama Diouf could well be their biggest villain, and I don't even want to attempt their song, although apparently it was a version of La Bamba that they like to sing. I always used to think Stoke City were Delilah.
They were Delilah.
It was La Bamba that they were sort of
right. And of course, they signed Joe Allen, who played so well for Wales, didn't they?
Indeed.
In the European Championship. So,
on the other hand, Joe Hart did it less so, and maybe sort of heading off into all sorts of other bits and pieces. Just comparing those sequence, though, they scored 33 goals inside the box last season, 8 outside, evenly spread in terms of when they actually hit the woodwork 5 times, as opposed to Middlesbrough 13. Obviously, we played more matches. And Arnautovic is the chap who scored most goals with 11 and most assists with 6.
Had a disappointing Euros, didn't he?
Shaqiri, of course. Is it time he justified the hype?
Well, he scored a phenomenal goal, didn't he, for Switzerland? So,
and a good test for the Barrow lineup to go up against a certain Jack Butland.
Yeah.
Around from that point of view, so
England's future keeper.
I would have thought so, and probably less likely to do dandruff commercials.
Yeah.
You know what could happen there. Now, that's the one thing you can guarantee with the current sort of holder, that at least his hair's always dandruff.
Yes, it is. That's right. Good to know.
So exactly. Just a kind of a little reminder, people might be aware of this, but Marie, you were our investigative reporter on the spot. Your season card is also useful for getting your drinks as well.
Well, my understanding is only people who renewed early. I don't know how right that is, but somebody did say to me that they didn't get free drink things with their. But now it's all card-based. I don't know. That might be changing.
Very confusing.
Might be worth checking whether you're allowed.
We got an email, actually. Everybody who's entitled to got an email this week telling us exactly what to do and where to go in the stadium, etc.
Yes.
And also about a lot of the
email.
Yeah, probably.
Free drink.
And also about a lot of the new changes. And you will see quite a bit of change at the Riverside. But you will on Saturday see quite a bit. Which stand are you normally
sitting? We are in the family zone, right over in the corner where the North Stand fans are. So.
Yep, you will see a few changes and you'll see camera angles right around the ground. I think there's over 30 new camera angles and there's little structures all over the place where the cameras sit.
Excellent.
And new media lounges and then, as we said, the new aircraft sort of style seats with the big boxes.
Much like the new jingles we've appropriated for this particular fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
Works on that system. Yeah. So, Marie, would you like to join me in wishing happy birthday to Sam Nicholls now?
I will. Happy birthday,
Sam Nicholls.
Yeah.
Just want to say, excuse me for that point of view. So well done, Sam, on having a celebratory period. How young is Sam Nicholls?
My word.
He's right.
Yeah, he's that old.
He's my word.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
13.
Yes, well, amazing. All right then, that's it. We have wrapped up the first Premiership Fly Me to the Moon podcast of Borough's latest Premiership sojourn. Long may it continue in all sorts of ways. But how do people subscribe to Fly Me to the Moon, the magazine?
Oh, yes.
Because the podcast is free.
It is indeed. But yes, please do subscribe. 10 issues this season for £22. If you do it through PayPal, it's £24 because they charge a little bit extra. And you can, various ways, but email me at robshrug@gmail.com. Go to the website fmttm.com and click on subscribe, or write to Flying at the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Jilk Street, Middlesbrough, TS15AP.
And very briefly, are we looking ahead to the away games in terms of the excitement that's coming through from that? Clearly, is that David Moyes side, as we mentioned?
Absolutely, Sunderland, yes, David Moyes.
Quite interesting on August 21st. West Bromwich Albion, of course, in place from that point of view.
The Baggies at Hawthorns, yeah.
And Fulham.
Yes, that's right, the EFL Cup on August the 23rd. Mm. A midweek game in London is always fun.
it will work tremendously. And then, of course, we've got the Crystal Palace game, which we'll be talking about in the next edition.
Yes, the second home game. And that's the second fanzine as well. That's right.
Which is tremendous. I think, unless I'm way off base here, there might be a slight error because I've got September the 10th down for the Crystal Palace game. You've got September the 15th. I'm very confused here.
Oh, yeah.
Look, don't worry about it. It'll all be sorted out.
It's the 15th.
We have got... this is what happens when you sort of have these other magazines which have sort of September the 10th. It's ridiculous.
All right.
FMTTM.com continues. Marie, you're going to be a regular part of the programme this season because really, you know, last year you were responsible for Borough getting promoted.
It was more to do with the people on the pitch than it was to do with me.
Year in, year out, Rob, as you will attest to, we've had people who've kind of come along, tried to sort of claim their credentials were actually there, ended up sort of losing it, etc. So clearly it's essential. We've got 7 final words to reveal, and I'm sure Rob will guide you in those sort of 7 new words. It's no longer come on Borough, up the Borough that we wrap up these things with, but those 7 simple words now are a 1, a 2, a 3.
The Borough back. Come on, Borough.
A Premier Fan podcast for a Premier team. You're listening to Fly Me to the Moon.